Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The relentless march of the desert dunes threatens to envelop the remaining pockets of vitality in a stark, expansive sea of sand. The evocative imagery of a desert, once pivotal to the adventure novels, now conjures a haunting preamble to a stark reality. With the skeletal remains of what were once lush oases, the desertification phenomenon is no longer a subject of distant concern, but a looming catastrophe at our doorsteps. Our recent history chronicles the intruding tendrils of arid annihilation, creeping into fertile lands, stripping them bare, and leaving behind a canvas of desolation. The process magnifies nature's most haunting whisper, a warning of scarcity amidst abundance. The narratives of oases, the heartbeats of the desert, stand as the metaphorical and literal antithesis to this fate. Yet these verdant havens are falling prey to encroaching sands, a blend of disrupted ecosystems, diminished water tables, and the crumbling barriers that once held back the tides of sand result in a picture most bleak, the image of oases withering like eddies in the current of the expanding deserts. Contemplating this grim portrait does not imply surrender, but it must inspire action. Now, can technology, which delivered us to this brink, steer us away from it? We circle back to Dr. Sahara Nomor's insights on saline futures as a technological endeavor. Can it be the oasis, a source of resilience, in this sand-blighted narrative? An exploration of the world's largest deserts, from the Sahara to the Arabian, Gobi, and beyond, reveal alarmingly similar patterns. Ecosystems collapse not in a bang, but in a hushed silence, a slow creeping certainty that spread its tentacles through human-induced stressors like climate change, over-extraction of water resources, unsustainable agricultural practices, and an overarching neglect for environmental guardianship. It's a moment of reckoning. Do we allow the deserts to advance and devour our last strongholds, or do we muster a counteroffensive? The answer must be etched in the very societies that skirt these arid expanses. It lies in bold engineering, visionary environmental policy, and a synergy of global effort to harness renewable practices that enlist the sun and wind for our sustenance, rather than signal our demise. Yet, we must inquire, beyond survival, what life can be sustained in the areas condemned by the sand. We find distorted reflections of old in the life that struggles on the peripheries. Amidst tales of desolation, we also find stories of adaptation and survival. Minor oases expand their watery embrace, conjuring pockets of greenery in a testament to life's persistence. But there's more, a singular oddity in the sea of monotonous grains, the glimmer of life persisting against all odds. There's a beauty in these against-the-grain stories, underscoring a potential of rejuvenation, only if we were to realize it in time. As our journey continues, we echo the sentiments of our prior investigation into the spread of desertification. Shifting sands, is desertification the new urban sprawl? We must take stock of where we stand, fight back the advancing dunes, reclaim our land, and rekindle fading hopes of future generations. Where industrialization once bloomed unchallenged, its consequences shadow us. Yet, in the ruins, there's a chance to rewrite our story, not as a warning from an erstwhile green dystopia, but as a manifesto of rebirth and tenacity. To our readers peering into the future through the misted lens of the present, you witness an epoch defined by its struggle against a relentless and insatiable adversary. Every grain of sand tells a story of what was and what could still be. In your hands lies the quill to script the morrow, and so the question dangles before us, heavy as the sun above the dunes. Will deserts consume the last oases? Or will resilience and innovation unveil a chapter of survival and enduring oasis in the heart of the desert? In the symphony of swirling sands, the final note is yet to be struck.